Last week, the U.S. Embassy in Guangzhou, China, issued a health alert stating that a U.S. government employee in that city had experienced strange audio-related sensations. The next day, a physical examination of the employee revealed symptoms that match a mild traumatic brain injury. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said the symptoms were very similar and entirely consistent with the health issues that American diplomats in Cuba reported in August of 2017. Those symptoms were blamed on so-called sonic attacks.
We're concerned about it. It's a serious medical incident. We want to make sure and take care of every one of our officers serving overseas. We've learned about it only recently. We are still trying to identify all the circumstances surrounding it.
But was it really an attack, either in China or in Cuba? VOA Asia's Ira Melman spoke via Skype about that with Timothy Layton, professor of ultrasonics and underwater acoustics at Southampton University in the UK.
I think there's insufficient evidence to link the two. I would also say there is insufficient evidence to link the Cuba incident to a sonic attack. That's not to say it's impossible, but that is to say that it's unlikely, and also to say that the reporting I saw of the Cuban incident was rather selective and tended to be overblow things, to take things out of context and proportion.
So what do you think happened in either or both cases?
I actually get approached by quite a lot of people who say they have been suffering some kind of sonic attack. They have a strange set of symptoms, headache, nausea, tinnitus, a ringing in the ears, migraines, and they think they've been attacked by some other person who's directed sound at them. And I always go through a process of elimination to try and work out with them what is the cause of their problem. And the first thing I do is try and find out if it is due to anything else, because you can have the same set of symptoms caused by stress, anxiety, an infection, poisoning, something like that. And in fact, ultrasound as a weapon is not a great weapon to use. You can't fire it in a rifle over a distance of one city block or something like that, or even 100 yards. It doesn't travel well through air. It gets absorbed and it gets bounced off walls. And most importantly, it's an unpredictable device. It's very hard to predict who will be affected by it. If you expose someone to ultrasound and really or high intensity, high frequency sound, the children might hear it and feel unpleasant symptoms, inability to concentrate, headaches, something like that. But the people who are most robust against attacks, the people who really you find it hard to affect with high frequency sound, are the adult men, because they've lost their high-frequency hearing. They can't hear it. And so embassies have a lot of adult men in them. And so if you're going to attack an embassy, it's a strange weapon of choice, both because it's unpredictable and because the adult men are the most robust against such an attack. Now, looking from one perspective, you can say, here's this very strange set of symptoms, headaches, nausea, tinnitus, and a ringing in the ears, and perhaps people have heard something, and therefore link that to a sonic attack. Looking the other way, you can say, if somebody becomes stressed or anxious, these are the symptoms they get. Doesn't matter what the cause of the stress is. It could be fingers being scratched down a blackboard. It could be worrying about exams tomorrow. It's headaches, nausea, tinnitus, stress. So it can be as kind of one way of looking at it. And I think this was the way that most of the authorities and the media took, was to say this is a sonic attack because of this strange set of symptoms. The other way is to say, here's a strange set of symptoms you can get from many other sources.
Have you ever come across a real sonic attack? And, you know, if so, how did it manifest itself? How was it done?
I've never come across a real one. So every time that I've ever come across this, it's been an accidental exposure from technology that you can pick up quite cheaply.
Well, if you could come up with something that erases the effects on a lot of people of screaming infants on airplanes, you wouldn't have to work another day in your life.
I know. That's the classic sonic attack.
All right. We just heard from Timothy Layton, professor of ultrasonics and underwater acoustics at Southampton University in the UK, speaking with VOA's Ira Melman. and you're listening to International Edition on VOA.